What's up, everybody? This is your host, Neil Real, and this is the Apostate Apple Broadcast. Back again, talking about how the Bible fucks with your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your self-love. In this case, we're going to be talking about your autonomy and some other things. So let's get right into it. But before we do that, so, autonomy is the conditional quality of being autonomous, independent, self-government, or the right to self-govern yourself, self-determination, your ability to make decisions for yourself, live your life your way and do your thing. That is what the Bible or this religion, this Christian religion, is going to attack in these next scriptures here. It says here in 1 Corinthians 11:1, it says, Paul says, to follow me as I follow Christ, right? Another one says in 1 Corinthians 4:16, it says, therefore, I urge you to imitate me. Right? And you think, well, he's the leader of the church or whatever. He's an apostle. In these passages, you should follow the leader of the church or whatever and stuff like that. Problem with that is, what if he's going somewhere that you don't want to go? All right? You should be able to say, you know what? I'm not doing that. All right? And I was a person that said this to pastor. I remember this third pastor I joined the church of, and I said, I'll follow you, man. You know, I see the work that you're doing. And I started to think about myself, like, why am I talking to a man, another man, about following him? You know, and where's my identity? Where the hell am I going? What am I doing? You got to be a person that just thinks for yourself and not allow other people to be your head. You got to be able to. It's okay to collaborate with other people, but everybody's their own person, okay? And yeah, people are leaders of things, and you should follow them if they have good advice and they've shown a record of being respectful and they're on the right track. I'm not against that, but when you have scriptures like this where it's fortified as something that came from God and it's in relation to a man that you got to follow, so your pastor, this is what it's saying here. And it's like, okay, follow him as he follows Christ, imitate him. This is a shot at your autonomy, right? So somebody who's fundamentalist, like I was, will be trying to imitate the pastor because he's supposedly a follower of God. He's just a man, and you're a man, and you have to think for yourself and say, you know what, I'm my own independent person. I govern myself. You know, I don't need to do that. Continuing on. Matthew chapter 25, verses 32 through 33. I'm not going to read this, but it talks about separating the sheep from the goats. There's something in scripture where this thing where, you know, the goats are bad, the sheep are good. Be a sheep. It's constantly telling you to be a sheep. Jesus is the shepherd of the sheep. You know, and so if you know anything about these animals, they tend to be very stubborn and they tend to be animals that don't follow you. So a man can try to, you know, herd some goats, but they're difficult to work with. And he's telling you to be a docile sheep that just follows along and does what is told. And you don't want to be a person that just does what they're told, because you don't know if that person telling you what to do is leading you in the right direction. You have to be skeptical. You have to be stubborn and to say, you know what, let me think about that. I'm not really going to do that. You know, now, we all have groups and we have leaders, and I'm not knocking any of that. I'm not trying to knock leadership and stuff like that, because once a person is shown that they have leadership skills and that they are creating a safe environment and they're going somewhere that everybody wants to go, that's okay. You can follow that. That's fine. But to blanketly just think because a person is a leader that you should do what they say or just go along with authority because they say they are the authority is wrong. You don't do that to yourself. You can put yourself in danger like that. Okay. There's something that people in the conspiracy theory groups say about people who just listen to whatever the media tells them. They call them sheeple because they just act like sheep. They're okay, whatever you say. Oh, really? This happened? Okay, we'll believe that. They don't think. And this is the Bible, once again, taking a shot at your autonomy, your self-governance, critical thinking skills. Just follow people. You need to be a follower, not a leader. You can't think for yourself. You can't do that. And the reason why is because this is religion. They don't want you being yourself. They want you to follow it so you can feed it. We talked about in the broadcast about how religion hijacks your brain. This is what it does. This is what it's trying to do. You can't be an independent thinker. You can't be a critical thinker. You have to be a docile sheep that just accepts things. And they taught us to be that way from birth. I was told that shit from the age of five, and it cut off my mind to where I couldn't think. I was a follower. And there's passages like this that just fortify your ignorance and your lack of critical thinking skills so that you can be a kind of a drone for the religion. All right. Here's another one. Luke chapter 22, verses 42, and Matthew chapter 6, verses 10. So Luke, it says, "Not my will, but your will be done." All right. This is Jesus about to go to the cross and die. So he got to get his ass whooped. He going to have to take up this heavy ass cross and walk up this hill. Then get impaled and deal with the torture of, you know, hanging on that thing for a couple of days and then dying. He didn't want to do it, but he says, "Nope, I got to cut off what I want to do and do it for the Lord, because my Father wants me to do that." So he says, "Not my will, but your will be done." You see, and this is something that we're told often, that it's shift off. If you feel like God is having you do something, or your pastor wants you to do something and you don't want to do it, which is basically you saying, "I got my own life. I want to go in one direction, but my pastor or my religion or my so-called God is bringing me into another direction. I have to let go of what I want to do," is what the passage is saying. Another one in Matthew 6:10, it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And once again, it's not about what I want to do. You know, as a man, we all have ideas and kingdoms that we would like to create for ourselves. And if you're a Christian, you know, and you're reading scriptures like this, you tend to let go of your ambitions and go along with what the scriptures say, or whatever religion is telling you to do. A lot of people have let go of their ambitions. They had high ambitions. They had things that they wanted to build, kingdoms that they wanted to create. But thy kingdom come. Your will be done, God, not mine. And so there goes your autonomy. There goes your self-governance. There goes what you want to do in your life. You're letting go of that, and you're letting religion tell you how to live your life and where you're going to go and what you're going to do. You know, and even if you don't want to do it, here's a passage telling you to let go of that idea, right? Deny yourself. We already read that scripture, but Luke 9:23, it tells you to deny yourself. You know, you want to do one thing? No, you're going to do what God tells you to do. Okay. And these are not sinful things. It's not like he's telling you, "Hey, don't kill nobody," and you want to anyway. It'd be stuff like, you know, give more money to the church, or, you know, show up and work harder for God, even though you don't want to and you're burnt out. But no, you're going to keep doing that because you need to deny yourself. See, this is against your love of self. If you remember my testimony about why I left my first church, where, you know, they kept asking me to do these sermons, I couldn't say no. Why? Because I felt like I had to do the will of God. You know, if saying no would be saying no to God, I had to deny myself. And so that's what I was doing. You're losing yourself. You don't have a self now because of the Bible, because of religion. Romans chapter 13, verses 1, it says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." So it's saying, telling you to submit to the governing authorities. That's dumb as hell if they're corrupt. And he's saying that all authority came from God. So anybody in authority is there because God put them there. Bullshit. We know people usurp authority all the time and get into places they ain't supposed to be. And you're supposed to just do it because God said that, hey, you need to submit to the governing authority because I put them there. Bullshit. These scriptures are designed to keep you in line with your oppressive government, if there is one. OK, some of these governing bodies are not healthy. They don't have your best interest at heart. hey, get your arm pierced with this particular vaccine. And, you know, like, come on, man, don't fuck with me with that. I can think for myself. I can choose not to do that. I will not be subjected to the governing authorities. I'm not doing that. But here's the Bible telling you to do that and saying that their authority came from God. So everybody in authority, everybody running the show, they got there because God put them there. Bullshit. But this is taking away your autonomy. You can't think now. You're just following people and doing whatever they say. Obey, 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 obey. That's what it's about. That's what they want you to do. All right? This is a parasitical religion that wants to feed off of you, and it can't have you thinking for yourself, having high self-esteem and all that stuff. So these scriptures are pounded into your spirit to where you are now giving up your autonomy, giving up your self-love and self-respect and all of that. Here's a few more. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay, what if your parents are abusive? What if your parents are narcissistic? You're supposed to do what they say now? Now, a good parent will always explain to the children, yo, you need to follow me because you don't know that much. And it's safety and obedience because you could do something that could get you killed. So I'm not knocking obedience to parents, but there needs to be an extra verse here that helps children to understand that, hey, just because they're your parents, just because they're telling you to do something, doesn't always mean that they're correct. And if you feel in your intuition that something's off and fucked up, you shouldn't follow that. We got to be careful with these scriptures. We got to be careful. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22, it says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. So you're supposed to submit to your husband like you submit to the Lord? Once again, women will submit to a man if they find them to be sexually attractive, if they know that he is capable of protecting and providing for them, if he's created a safe place for them, if they have confidence in his abilities. They will not do that if they don't feel that that's the case. And so, unfortunately, a lot of women, I remember talking about this in one of my first broadcasts about my experience in my first church. The women, like, they was just upset, but they had to submit anyway. Because the Bible said so. It's like they didn't want to be with these guys in some cases. And I can see women that's like, man, I'm with this dude. I really don't want to do this. But the Bible says I got to submit. So I got to submit, you know. Once again, the Bible is trying to keep things that are oppressive in order. So if you're under an oppressive government, hey, stay in that. If you're under an oppressive husband, stay in that. For children, if you're in an oppressive household with parents that are dumb as hell, they're not good parents, stay in that and obey them. You know? No. If it's going against your conscience, if it's unhealthy, you should not obey. You should not submit to a man that you are not comfortable submitting to, ladies. All right? But there's consequences if you don't, in some cases, especially in religion. And if you don't have resources outside of him, it may be difficult for you. But this is the thing they've set up. And then they point to the scripture when the woman is tripping and say, you got to submit because God says submit to me. You got to submit to me. No. If the woman has convictions in scripture, then she says, okay, I got to go do it. You know, and since now she's tearing down her own autonomy, her self-worth and value, bending herself for something that she don't really want to do. And I say this to all men in relationships. Always get women that just want to follow you because they agree with you. You don't ever want to force nobody to do anything. You want a woman that's with you because she want to be with you, not because she needs to. You know, you'll get cooperation from women if they are on the same team and if they're on the same side. If they have the same values and goals and principles as you, you'll have a submissive woman. You'll have a woman that goes along with your program. And that's what submission is. It's just obedience with gladness and without any type of drama. Obedience alone is simply doing what you're told, but you may not want to do it. Submission is doing it with gladness. It's easy. There's no pushback. There's nothing. And so when you're with a woman that is in alignment with you and you find those type of women, you won't have any issues with her submitting or follow them in your program, because she want to do it anyway. That's what she want to do. And so relationships should be mutual, where both parties want to do the same thing. But unfortunately, people try to change each other. And in some cases, people want to use scriptures like this, that women need to submit and do what they're told and shit like that. Okay. Once again, it's taking a shot at you and just trying to make you this obedient person. And that's what I used to be, just doing whatever I'm told by any authority figure, anybody who propped himself up as an authority figure. And it was to my detriment. Okay. In another broadcast, I'll share some of my regrets, some of my biggest regrets in following this so-called Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and this Bible here. But until next time, be blessed. Thank you for listening to the end. Like, share, subscribe, rate this podcast. If you want to email me at neil@neilreal.com. And once again, there is nothing good in religion. Anything good in religion was taken from humanity.